Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Despite record rainfall leading to historic flooding in recent weeks, wildfires are burning all across our state, including several right here in northeast Wisconsin. The DNR has suspended burn permits in 60% of the state, as much of Wisconsin is under very high fire danger. Dry vegetation, low humidity, warm temps, and gusty winds are driving the heightened risk. As of 10 p.m. last night, the DNR's burn map showed 21 wildfires burning across the state. Authorities say people should skip outdoor burning and campfires until conditions improve. They say even a small spark from yard equipment or ATVs is enough to start a wildfire right now. If you noticed a sea of people walking along the Fox River on Saturday, you were witnessing an annual pilgrimage from St. Norbert College in De Pere to the National Shrine of Our Lady and Champion. A record 10,000 people trekked the 22-mile route this year, showing their devotion to Mary, the Mother of Jesus. The Walk to Mary is for the faithful around the world. Organizers say they had walkers from Mexico, Brazil, Trinidad, and Poland, with almost every state in the U.S. represented. In fact, they say fewer than 50% of those who walk through Green Bay are from Wisconsin. The shrine near Dykesville is the first and only U.S. Marian apparition site approved by the Catholic Church. Luke Combs will take the stage at Lambeau Field in less than 2 weeks, and preparations are already underway. According to Ticketmaster, there are still a few tickets available for both May 15th and 16th. A few things to know if you do plan to go. It's a good idea to pay for parking ahead of time, as Lambeau Field and Titletown lots may sell out. Not all lots allow tailgating, so make sure you check first. Lambeau Field parking will open both days at 2:45 p.m., and the Johnsonville Tailgate Village will also be open on both days. Two separate crashes on the same road in Green Bay yesterday sent four people to the hospital. Green Bay police say three cars crashed around 10:45 in the morning on Highway 5457 near Base Settlement Road. A 77-year-old woman was hurt with potentially life-threatening injuries. A 95-year-old Ocano Falls man in the same car was also hurt. Authorities say the 61-year-old Luxembourg woman driving the second car was also hurt. The third driver reported no injuries. The cause is still under investigation. While officers were still on the scene of that crash, two cars collided in the same area just after noon. Police say a 16-year-old girl from Luxembourg had non-life-threatening injuries, but the other driver wasn't hurt. Investigators say inattentive driving led to the crash. A failed bridge and roadway on County Highway C near Pittsfield has a portion of that road closed. The Brown County Highway Department says the section of road between Uphill Drive and Rolling Hill Drive in the town of Pittsfield will be closed until further notice. There's not a designated detour for the closure. No information has been released on when the highway will be back open. A local author known as Uncle Fester has reached a plea deal with prosecutors. Court records show 68-year-old Stephen Priestler plans to enter pleas for multiple drug charges. Priestler is known as Uncle Fester for his books on how to make methamphetamine and other drugs. Court documents indicate Priestler plans to enter an Alford plea for at least two charges against him. An Alford plea means the defendant maintains his innocence, but acknowledges the state has enough evidence for a conviction. The plea deal would avoid a jury trial if it's approved in court on Friday. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The first group of Ridgeland Farms Beagles are out of Wisconsin. A plane carrying more than a dozen dogs was seen departing the Badger State en route to New Jersey. Dozens of others were taken by vehicle to New York, and all will be placed in no-kill shelters as they wait to be adopted. This after the Blue Mounds Research Facility and animal advocacy groups announced last week the purchase of the majority of Ridgeland Farms dogs. Officials told WKOW sick and worn-out dogs were prioritized for the plane ride. A record $25.8 billion. That's how much tourism added to Wisconsin's economy last year as Travel and Tourism Week gets underway. State leaders say it's the third year in a row of record-breaking growth. More than 114 million people visited Wisconsin in 2024, boosting local businesses and tax revenue. Officials say the industry remains a key part of the state's economy. Updated numbers for this year are expected in June. Wisconsin is setting a new record for the average price for a gallon of diesel fuel. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of diesel is $5.66. The previous record was set in June of 2022, when diesel hit an average price of $5.52. The current state average is just above $4. And most candidates for Wisconsin governor support using state money to help bring passenger rail between Milwaukee and Madison, but not everyone is on board. The plan would cost the state about $2.5 million a year, plus a share of more than $200 million to build it, with the federal government covering most of the construction. JS Online reports that Democrat Mandela Barnes and Joel Brennan say they're open but stop short of a full commitment, while Republican Tom Tiffany opposes the idea. Travelers can get between the two cities now by using a bus service, which runs several routes a day. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers add a quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers holding closed practices with their new coaching staff. The team signing NFL veteran quarterback Tyrod Taylor to serve as Jordan Love's backup. New defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon asked if he'd heard the news.
Yeah, I just met him before I walked in the door. He's a good player, man. Played against him a long time, but accurate, and he's mobile. You know, so those are the two things that pop me. He's a playmaker. Can deliver the ball accurately, and it's hard to get them down in the pocket.
Baseball, the Brewers and Cardinals at it again tonight for Game 2 of their three-game series in St. Louis. Milwaukee losing to the Cards last night 6-3. The Brewers got back Jackson Churio and Andrew Vaughn after each missing time injured.
A lot of encouraging things, but they're playing good. They're playing with confidence. We're not quite there yet, but I believe in these guys.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 55 this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 36 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.